Blog Talk Radio.
You're welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. Yes,
Holy Spirit,
it's yours.
That's your healing hand over and over right now. Let all this be.
Right now, Jesus.
Somebody came tonight on the brink of some disaster. The Holy Ghost is here right now. Somebody came in to claim on the end of the room to see a show because of love, and then your heart said, come on. But there's something going to happen to you tonight. Somebody watching this way at home. Somebody watching at home. There's something going on in the living room. Just lift your hands right now, right where you are. Glory, 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 glory! Somebody clap their hands for Jesus. Come on, clap for Jesus. The devil will be all right. That's right, that's right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to be to God. Glory to glory. That was my prayer at hand. I hope everybody is able to hear me. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the faithful in Christ. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you're excited about the Word of God and all that the Word of God offer us, because we are in Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I just wait for Thankful Thursday. There's so much to be thankful for when it comes to the Word of God. I just get excited. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, you should start us off with Thankful Thursday with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into some Thankful Thursday, a word of prayer by Pastor Bill.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for that song, Glory to Glory to Glory. And we give God all the glory and all the praise. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Psalm 107 and verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen, amen.
Heavenly Father, amen.
We come before you in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day, and thank you for another thankful Thursday, Father God. We thank you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those that have called in, sir, as he continues to lead us truth in your word, Father God, scripture by scripture. And we just thanking you, Lord, for the word, and that it changes our life, that we are new creatures in Christ, Lord. We give you praise. We ask that you will bless all those who ask to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. Bless the sick and the shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God. And then, Lord, we ask that you will open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word. For those that have testimonies to share, those that are standing firm on the word of God, and then especially for our pastor as he continues to teach the word We plead the blood of Jesus over him and his entire family, Father God. Continue to use him mightily, Father God. And may your Holy Ghost be with us all to guide and direct us into all truth. And then crown our heads with wisdom and knowledge from on high. Lord, we give you praise and we can't thank you enough for all your many blessings that you've given unto us. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Well, brothers and sisters, thankful Thursday. Who wants to go first? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Allowed us to see one more day.
Yes.
Hey. It wasn't been so good. It's because of his grace and his mercy. And
say
I just
that.
Had to take to say thank you, Lord, because he didn't have to do it. But he did, and I'm so glad he did. As I look back over my life I think things over, God has been so good to me. He is so good to me.
Come on.
The last time I was in that hospital, well, they took me by the paramedics. It was pretty serious, but I know God had me. I know God had me. And as they was wheeling me through the halls, I had a smile on my face. I wasn't saying. I was happy because I felt God got me.
That's right.
Got me. And the nurses, they were like, oh, you have such a beautiful smile. I can't believe you are smiling. You are happy. God is good all the time. Even though I'm coming in here, it's the reason I'm coming in here. I just need to tune
up.
They tune me up. I'm brand new.
Tune up.
And I thank the Lord.
Tune up. Come on.
I'm thankful.
Yes.
I'm thankful for all his many blessings. Because we don't have to do it. We don't have to touch our bodies. We don't have to touch our minds that we live in every day in our right mind. There's people out here on the streets don't even know what day it is. And we are blessed that we do know. And we can share the word. And I can remember my mother telling me when I was a kid, let my light shine. When she told me that, I wasn't really in the word then, and I didn't understand. But hallelujah, I understand now. They see my life when they see me coming. Hallelujah, because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Look back over your life. That's a song. Amen.
Yes. Look back over your life. You and God is good for you.
All right. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Anyone else?
God.
He healed my body and told me to run on. Amen.
That's all right. Praise God, praise God.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Who's next?
Amen. Well, praise God. Good afternoon again. Thanking God for the word. Thank God for the testimony. Amen. I thank God for the testimonies that go forth. But you know, God is still working. Amen. The scripture I'd like to come from is Philippians 4 and verse 19. It says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. And from that New Living Translation, it says, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. I'm thankful for the word, knowing that this word has been given to us. And we just have to say thank you, Lord, for your word. And then trust him that his word says it's going to keep us, and he will keep us. We got to just stand on the word. And I like 1 Peter 1:23, where it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And that Living Translation says, for you have been born again, but not a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. Amen, amen. And when that is just beautiful, look back over how God keeps us. Amen. And we have his word, and his word guides and directs us. 2 Peter 1:3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and perfection. Amen. Reading that from the New Living, it says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellency. Amen, amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. So I thank God. I tell you, we can't get enough of God's word. So I'm so thankful that we can come together for the word at noon and, you know, just share the scriptures that Pastor has shared with us. And help us along the way. Amen. That way we can encourage one another and we can share it with others as well. So I thank God. Amen.
Alright. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Bell, and thank you, Sister Evangelist Renee, and thank you, Pastor Beasley. And I'm grateful for all my sister brothers in Christ, and also I'm thankful for God's word and revelation knowledge, and I pray that he increases it for everyone who believes and even those who don't believe. I'm thankful for this broadcast, and I'm thankful for the scripture, Proverbs 3:5, that I live by. Trust in the Lord with all my heart.
Go, girl.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not towards your understanding. Amen. I'm thankful for everything, but I'm most thankful for his word. Amen. Yeah. And Renee, Sister Renee was saying how, you know, they said that her mother or somebody was telling her, let her light shine. Well, I used to go to church with my grandmother. I was little. Only thing I remember is that song. My grandmother loved that song. When that song came on, she was singing and clapping and stomping, you know, and I was eating peppermints. But I remember the song. Now I understand it. And I thank God for that.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for everything that God has done for me in the past, in the future, and in the present, and that he's doing for everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody have another step.
Amen. 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 Praise God. You sound and you're getting stronger and stronger, Evangelist Sharon. I hear it in your voice. Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, yeah, because in 2022, I was bedridden for the whole year. I couldn't talk or walk or toilet myself. So my daughter sent me 3 square meals, and she nursed me back to health. And God has renewed me. He's renewed my mind, my body, my soul, everything, you know. So everything in my life is new, including I use the name Asiya now. It means to be alive.
All right.
You know, I used to use it as a Muslim, you know, because when you're Muslim, you pick attribute names towards God. And so I picked that name because that was, the reason I picked the name was because that was Trevor's wife, and she died for what she believed in. So now I use it because if you look it up, it says to be alive, and it says, you know, so it says other things too, but I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm alive, you know. And I'm alive now, this time, not by the corruptible seed, but by that incorruptible seed. See, my first and Eugene Wu had Sharon. Sharon died. They gave her son James. She died. And God removed her. Thank you for God. So,
he gave her a decent burial.
Exactly. Exactly. So now I'm here again, you know. I'm under God's jurisdiction. Nobody else but God. That's it.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Boy, you and Evangelist Renee, y'all got some awesome testimonies. Praise God. Amen. Y'all share y'all's testimonies with everybody. I tell you, when they see y'all coming, y'all come fired up in the word, and that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all plant seeds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They might not get it right. Amen.
I'm thankful for everybody getting a chance again. I'm thankful for that, too. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, keep on planting them seeds, because that'd be encouragement for others along the way. You know, people might not say anything, but they watching you. They see the change in you. Y'all just keep on shining. Let the light shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Pastor, you already letting your light shine. We see it.
Yeah, because all the glory goes to God, though.
Yeah,
I have
no
glory. God did this. He did this. He's in charge of everything. So he rebirthed me, and I love it. And I love him. And I live for him. I live to praise him. And I live in his glory. I love that song that pastors play. Thank you, Pastor Lex.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Yes. You play a little bit of that song for us again?
Yeah, sure. Hallelujah. I was listening to that testimony there. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is. They both got some testimonies. Yeah. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else want to testify? Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Don't want nobody to feel like they left out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just press one. Hallelujah. Just press one. We'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I was doing some reading, and it said, no prayer is too small for God. Trust He loves you and cares for you. Amen, amen. I like that saying. That was in my devotional today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you said in your prayer, it said it was no prayer too small.
That's right. No prayer too small for God.
Well, I want to add something to that. There's no prayer that God won't answer.
All right. Amen. That's right.
He said we have not because we ask not. And the only reason you don't have it is because you're not asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Showing you appreciate God. That's showing that you're making that announcement to the world, just like you guys did a while ago. You know, what a great achievement to know that God literally rebirthed us. Man, that is just so awesome. Know that you can walk in the newness of life.
Amen.
That's powerful. And I'm going to tell you, once God have did something for you, your name wants to be. You want that new name. You want that newness. You want to walk in that newness. And that is awesome.
Yes, it is.
I was inspired by what Evangelist Sharon said a moment ago. You know, that old Sharon, she dead and buried. Gone. Bye-bye. Gave her a decent burial, and she moving on into that new. And that is awesome. And every time I think about new, don't ask me how and why, because I do not know. But every time I think about new, I think about Evangelist Renee Foote. I'm sorry. I just have to be honest. I don't know why. It's a new skin. I mean, it's new skin, man. You're new.
Yes.
You know, and you have
to. Amen.
And it's okay to relate to things, you know. So I
Amen.
Give God the honor. I give him the glory. I give him the praise, you know, for doing this. And for y'all that don't know it, you know, I thank God every day for Pastor. She did an awesome thing when God told her to take that body of Christ or the people she had and deliver them out of bondage. Y'all probably don't even know this, but I'm going to tell you, she was at a position where she could have stayed in the organized church, but she was real proudful about this newfound love for God's word.
Amen.
And she
Hallelujah.
Saw some things, and she began to tell the congregation, y'all, look here, we got to do this a little different now. I know what we did in the past. I know how we come over. And I know what we've been talking. I've been talking the same thing, but God doing a new thing. And it takes courage. I'm going to tell you, it takes courage to tell a bunch of people, hey, y'all, I know we've been doing it like this last year, but God got us doing something different this year. It takes courage to do that. It takes courage to get people out of their norm into something new. And then she didn't even know. See, that's the other thing. Because I didn't know, we don't know, and she didn't know. Because I've been there. Where she been, I've been there. Been there.
Amen.
And I know it takes
a special person.
There's no guts, there's no glory. And you got to have guts to have to see the glory. And you got to be able to make that move if you want to see the glory of God. So I thank God for her telling those people, hey, y'all, we're going to not go back in that building. And then God fixed it so she couldn't go back in a way. It didn't make sense to go back and be paying all that money for what?
Amen.
So God put her in a position where she was trying to box with God. Y'all may not know this stuff, but some stuff she shared with me. I'm telling you, she knows she couldn't box with him, so she said, okay, Lord, whatever your will is what I'll do. And since that, it's been a slow go, but hey, I tell you, God been making things happen. And you know, you get people, because I've had a lot of people who walked with me until they got to the door, and they said, I got to have me a building. I've had people to walk with me and say, you know, it's just something about tradition I got to keep. So I just have to let them go because I want the pure word of God. I read something, and I'm going to share this with you guys. I thank God for being able to see God's glory in people and seeing how God does things. The Bible says, now I can give you a lot of scriptures, but the Bible says in Colossians 3:4, you got to hear this with your spirit, man. It says, when Christ, who is our life, see, y'all talking about y'all life is in Christ. It says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. See, if you're not in the glory of God, you won't appear with him.
Right. Amen.
People trying to be in buildings and things, you need to be in the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And the only way this is going to work is revealed from glory to glory. And if you're not in God's glory, you won't even know what's going on. That's what revelation knowledge is about. These people don't know they need to be in God's glory. They don't know it. If nothing else, we ought to be praising God that we know that we need to be in his glory. The Bible says, to whom God, who made known what is the riches of his glory, of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a mystery, man. And God, and everybody don't see it. Everybody can't be revealed to, because their mindset ain't there. Their mind ain't in pleasing God. Their mind is not in being thankful. Their mouth may say that, but really they ain't into pleasing God. Because if they did, they'll be trying to get into glory instead of building. They'll be trying to get into Christ more and get the revelation knowledge. Because when he appear, watch out, when he shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So if you're not in his glory, which he just told us, and Pastor just read a scripture earlier, if y'all would listen to what she said, that was awesome. Same scripture we had the other day, though. I'm going to tell you, one thing you ought to be asking God for, the knowledge of his revelation about glory. God calling us to glory. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power have given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us, watch out, have called us to glory and virtue. We've been called to this glory. Answer the phone, man. You've been called. He wants you in his glory. You know how it's revealed from face to face.
Amen.
From glory to glory. So the more you get into the glory, the more he gives you. To him be the glory. To him be all the glory. We're just happy that he called us. you know, we're serving a God, so a loving God. He loves us, so he just give us everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Share everything with us. His life, yeah. His righteousness, his glory. See, that's what's wrong with people. They don't understand what kind of God we're serving. We're serving a God that gives, just give, and wants you to have everything he has. He loves you like that. He loves you like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, when you got that thing in you where you just want everybody to be happy, everybody to have what you have, that's God's love, man.
Yeah.
But the scripture says we've been called us. That's what he did. He called us to his glory. And over in, I want to say it's in Corinthians. Is that 2 Corinthians? I think 2 Corinthians 3, we talked about this week. There's a whole lot of other. I'm not talking about vainglory, so let me be clear about that, too, because some people are into vainglory. They just want it. But we're giving glory to God for what he did. He called us into his glory.
Yeah.
He called us into
Amen.
His
Amen.
Glory.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And we want to enjoy his glory. But that's what he's calling us to. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all of us, with open faces, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed. You're changed from glory into the same image, from the glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, I began this week by telling you guys, God wants us in his image. His image is glory. And that's where he's at. That's where Christ is in his glory. So the Holy Spirit been sent back here to take us to where the glory is at. To lead us and guide us.
Hallelujah.
Man can't do that. I don't care how much knowledge he got, how much wisdom he got. He cannot take you to the glory of God. It takes God's Holy Spirit to guide you.
Yeah.
And it's in his word. That's why Jesus is his word. And so the Holy Spirit been sent back to God and direct and to make sure where we need to go. And I just like the fact that I see this.
Amen.
I see the Holy Spirit as an amplifier. It just amplified what God already said. It boosted it. It amplifies.
Yes.
The Spirit is saying, God wants you with him in his glory. So when he appears, you shall appear with him. But if you're not in the glory,
That's right. Come on.
Did y'all hear that? If you're not in the glory, where are you?
Yeah, say that.
See, when God was looking for Adam, he go like, Adam, where are you? Or I hid. Oh, you left the glory? Yes, he left the glory. He was in God's glory. He was one with God.
Yeah.
So sin caused him to step out of God's glory. And God had to ask for him. Where you at, Adam? I'm looking for you in the glory. I don't see you in the glory. Where are you? Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
See, when Jesus appeared, he want to see you in his glory.
Amen.
That's deep, brothers and sisters, but that's revelation knowledge. So what we're doing is in our way into that glory. Not into a building, not into songs, not into, but into his glory. How do you do that? Through the word of God.
Amen. Yeah.
For God have commanded, the Bible says, for God have commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts, in our spirit.
Hallelujah.
To give the
Hallelujah.
Light of knowledge, the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Did you hear that?
That's
did you hear that?
Yes.
That's
yes.
awesome, man.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
What you need.
Thank
For God
Lord.
Who have commanded the light, God commanded this light to shine out of darkness and have shined
yes.
in our heart, that glory have shined in our heart. God commanded. Why did he do that? To give the light of knowledge, the light of knowledge, his kind
yes.
of knowledge, his kind
Amen.
Of light,
mm-hmm.
pertaining to the glory of God. And he doing it in the face of Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, I'm going to ask Pastor to read this scripture from 2 Corinthians 4, I think it's 15, from the Messenger Bible. Should read 17, too. Lord, think about it. Because this is nothing, man. This is nothing in comparison to what God doing eternally for us. But anyway, in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, 15th verse, read like this. For all things are for your sake. Did y'all hear that? All things are for your sake. That the abundance grace may be through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. See, God gave us this stuff. Eh? He gave us this glory. He gave us everything pertaining, and Jesus is rich in it. He's rich in it. Go ahead, read that for me, please, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment now, it ain't gonna last always.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna last always now. You may cry a little bit here and you may wonder a little bit here, but it ain't forever. It's just for a short time. The Bible calls it your light affliction. It's but for a moment. And guess what? It's worked for a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You did all this for this weight of glory. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
That was that 17th verse. Hallelujah.
17th verse.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17.
Okay. So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank God.
Anyone else?
All in that new life. Thank you.
The Bible says it hasn't even been in a man's mind what God got for us. Who just
Thank
thought
you.
Of that just blows me away. Well, When I think about luxurious, when I think about excellency, when I think about extravagant, when I think about all this stuff, and then it haven't even entered our mind what God has for us. I mean, I've seen some of the best hotels. I've seen hotels under the water. I mean, I've seen what God has for us. No man has never seen it.
Amen.
I tell you, it's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth your resting. Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Read that from the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 15 and 17. The 15th verse says, all of this is for your benefit, and as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great giving, and God will receive more and more glory. And then the 17th verse says, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a godly, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
But thank God for his glory. Amen.
That's right. Yes.
They're telling us what we're going through here. It won't last forever. Troubles won't last forever. But they call them, they say, small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So thank God for the glory. Letting us know his glory going to last forever. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. There's no one else. I thank y'all so much. We'll see you all on tomorrow.